producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Let's really go. It's the Time for the Good Day program. I'm Doug.
Look what we got here.
What do you have?
You.
What's the matter with me?
All wound up.
I am. Yeah, you had too much sleep last night.
It was hot, though. It's hot. And somehow I couldn't get the things all working on there. I just gave up and go back to bed.
It's really hot on the East Coast? You're in Boston.
Well, it was hot in the circumstance I was in. It just felt hot.
Baby.
All right. Enough of that. Let's keep going. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Ken Kessler is here. And you are here, which is the important thing. I want to know. The inquiring minds among us want to know.
Yeah.
You don't want to know?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
You do or you don't want to know?
Of course.
You want to know or not?
I want to know, Dougie.
In your mind, do you want to know or not?
Tell me what I want to know, and I'll let you know whether I wanted to know it.
How do the members of ISIS have so many Toyota trucks and SUVs?
Yeah, I want to know.
I want to know that, too.
See them driving around in Ford.
Okay.
That would be weird.
This is the solution to the problem that has been posed. I don't know how they're getting them, but I know how you can stop it. That is, stop buying Toyotas. Stop buying Toyotas. Those of you on the local stations that carry ads for your Toyota dealer are going to be annoyed at me. Then the dealerships will call headquarters and say, people in my district are upset because somehow Toyota is providing trucks and SUVs to ISIS. It has to stop. Toyota says it doesn't know how ISIS is getting these vehicles and is supporting the inquiry led by the terror financing unit of our Treasury Department. So they're looking into Toyota to see if they're sneaking them in. Toyota says no, but Toyota says no to a lot of things, and they lie. So do you believe them here?
Let me tell you what's happening.
Okay, Richie, I want you to tell us.
My best guess?
Yes.
My best guess?
Oh, it's a guess.
They're selling tons of these Toyotas to Iran, and Iran is supplying them to ISIS.
No, there you go.
Yeah, Iran is supplying them to ISIS.
Yep. Toyota says it has a strict policy to not sell vehicles to purchasers who may use them for paramilitary activities. It's impossible for the company to track vehicles that have been stolen. Really? There are tens of thousands of these trucks. Look at any video of any of the activity ISIS is involved in.
Can you track them via VIN number? I mean, once we recover something, you could check it out, right?
They've stolen all of our weapons, so we ought to be able to track down the Toyota vehicles that they've stolen from whomever. That's what they say they're doing. I think the same people. Here's what I think, Rich. You want to know what I think?
Sure,
you told me what you think. I think the same buzzards who sell arms off market. The arms, you know, the guys that sell guns and tanks and munitions, and they're usually Middle Easterners anyway, they're involved in the illicit trade of weaponry, are doing the same thing now with trucks and vehicles. They buy them and they sell them and they get a premium for them. ISIS has a lot of money and they need these trucks. They can't buy them through legitimate sources, and they've stolen, or they've just been given all our weaponry, so they got the extra cash. They don't need to really go out and buy that stuff because they get it from all of the Iraqis that have run away, thrown their weapons down, all the American-made military hardware that's being used against us and everybody else. But they have money to go out on the market, and the arms dealers are selling cars and trucks as well as guns and rifles and tanks.
They've got to have an authorized outlet from Toyota to be able to get them from.
So they make sure they get the guarantee? What are you kidding?
There's a dealer in Iran, Turkey, Syria, Iraq, somewhere that is getting these trucks from Toyota and then selling them to ISIS.
That's what I say. They're dirty. Toyota's dirty in this.
No.
You don't think they're dirty?
I don't think Toyota would be that stupid.
Really?
I think that they...
Hello, check with Volkswagen on that, will you?
Well, no, but Volkswagen was pretty smart about what they did. They just got caught.
They got caught.
I think that Toyota needs to look at, because, I mean, they don't know what their dealers are doing, what every single one of their dealers are doing. They just know that they sold 400 cars last month.
Yeah, all right.
So they got away the one in the Middle East that's selling 400 trucks a month, and there's your...
nice, shiny, pretty new trucks. Toyota, don't buy a Toyota.
What ISIS does when they have a warranty issue.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, I'd like to bring my car back in. Yeah. I drove over and I shot my grenade out of the back the other day, and I felt a little vibration. So,
they bring it to the Elmira.
Right. I violated your warranty. Out of the back, and you feel the vibration. You tell me what is wrong, okay?
All right. You violated your warranty by putting a semi-auto. Where do they put those? One of those guns,
machine guns
they put in the back of them.
Yeah, do they pull into the service lane with a machine gun on the back of the roll bar?
All right, our quote of the day today from shipfoliage.com.
You have to make sure you say ship.
Shipfoliage.com.
Yeah.
Rush delivery is available. This is the website aiming to corner the New England leaf market by shipping you a bundle of leaves.
You really need them. Very crafty you are, but you know, I don't know.
$19.99. I think I'll start some. We got a lot of them on the farm.
Hi, man, I got a lot of them in my backyard. I'll ship you out.
Going to business, Richie.
Yeah, do you want the Mid-Atlantic leaves? Those are much better than the New England leaves.
Do you realize you have to rake those? Like, what are people doing?
No, we have blowers on the farm.
Yeah, we have blowers. I could actually, you know what?
So where do you blow them? Where do they go?
I could make a business out of this.
I blow them into the park.
I could, but it's too early. There's not. The leaves are mostly still green. When they fall off, I can bale them up with a baler and send you a bale of leaves.
Wow, how
for $19.99.
So, Jennifer, tell me this.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Richie. Yeah. Didn't let that settle in. This is a real business.
No. You and I
on the farm.
I don't want to talk about it on the air because somebody's going to steal our idea. I'm the Mid-Atlantic.
But they don't know that I've got a baler. They don't have a baler.
Can I join in? I can send people palm tree fronds if you
like.
Well,
see, that's my question for you. What did you do? I feel sorry for you growing up in California. What did you do in the fall? You had no leaves, piles of leaves jumping.
No, but we got to run away from drive-by shootings. That was just
and fires,
and then we get to hang on our chandeliers when there's earthquakes. It's all kinds of fun around here.
Yeah, I missed out on that.
Our thought for the day today comes from Simon Cowell, who is having his 56th birthday. Work hard, be patient, and be a sponge while learning your business. That sounds like something you'd say to the guys on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Work hard, be patient, and be a sponge while learning your business. People, that's a good adage. He's a very smart guy. 14 past the hour. Later in the hour, Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us. And if you're really good girls and boys, Jennifer will have a couple of stories from the world of television coming up on Good Day.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learn in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
In my hometown, a number of parents volunteered to decorate the school gym for the annual prom, just as parents all across America have been doing for generations. But in this case, nobody seemed aware that a permit from the local fire department was required, along with the approval of the specific decoration plan. Firemen ripped down the decorations, too late to be replaced for that year's prom. Government overreach is all around us every day, and if we look through the lens of liberty, it seems clear that such permits and overzealous enforcement are often more about revenue than safety. Such silliness doesn't just threaten one prom. It undermines our freedom in thousands of little ways every day.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
on the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
Dex Stephens, good day program on the air with news from the United Auto Workers Union that there may be a strike against Chrysler. You'll recall last week we were talking about the union turning down the Chrysler offer flat when management and the union leadership got together, hammered out a deal. 69% of the workers said, forget about it. We're not going along with that at all. So now they're threatening to strike if there isn't a new agreement by the end of the day today. So for those of you, I don't know how much there is in terms of backlog at the Chrysler dealers, but these strikes usually go on for a long time, and they're never good for anybody. I never have understood, especially in this business, somebody explain how this works to me, please. The people who go out on strike that make 24, 25, 26 bucks an hour, they are on unemployment. Or some of them don't even get unemployment because they're not entitled to it. And they have some stipend from from the union. They'll give them $100 a week or something. And these things go on and on. They never make up what they've lost by not working. Never!
True.
So what do you do it for? Why would you do that? Somebody help me understand where there is, in any circumstance like this, where you actually make out. You don't. You can't. Especially if you stay out for a week or two. How are you going to make that up? What's the point? Get to the table. Make a deal. Be men and women about it. Work it through. And stay at work.
This is just the problem with union situations.
It is.
Imagine when you have a problem with your compensation, you go and you sit down with your boss, and it's answered right away.
Yeah.
Either we're going to give you more money, or we're not, or we're going to offer you something else, and then you decide whether or not you're going to stay.
Yeah, right.
Hello.
It's easy.
Pretty easy.
Yeah. But they don't get it, and instead we those of us who like Chrysler products, I think Chrysler's making an excellent product these days. So what are you going to do? You're going to hold the company hostage because they've created more jobs because you and them in cooperation are making a better product? I don't even begin to understand. That's what people have said to me for years. I've been a part of 7 different unions over my life. I'm not a fan of unions. In some circumstances, I've had to join. Others, I've opted to join because it was better under the circumstances to be with them than to not be with them. But under the circumstances, I crossed the picket line.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. One of those.
Yeah. I was a scab. Absolutely a scab. Didn't believe in the strike, wanted to go to work, and so I did. And that was pretty much the end of my connection with that union. It was the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. I had to belong to the, can you imagine that? I had to belong to that to run, to be a radio person in a station in Providence. Crazy stuff. 21 after, this is Good Day. Hello.
Paid
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
At the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You Google the Peterson Farm Brothers, you'll come up with some pretty clever videos. I think we've had a couple of them in the past, have we not, Kenny? Peterson Farm Brothers. Okay, so the video of the day today was discovered by Ms. Meredith, who enjoyed their parody of Katy Perry's hit Roar. They have reworked it to reflect their lives as farmers, and now the title of this is Chore. You got to see them in the truck and on the farm doing their thing, but it's kind of fun to listen to the audio as well, so here we go.
We should do a parody. Greg, we always do parodies. No, like a parody. Like Katy Perry.
No, not going to happen.
You know what? What if the next song that comes on the radio, if this is a Katy Perry song, we're going to do it.
I used to help feed cattle as a lad, pitching hay in the bunk just like my dad. Now I'm a farmer too. I grow your beef for you. I guess you might not know just what it takes to help produce those thick and juicy steaks. It starts with guys like me. Out on the farm you see, I load the corn, I load the hay. Then the silage fills it all the way. The wagon churns, I pull ahead. The cattle know that they about to get fed. They hear the noise, they run around. Hey, the cattle thunder gonna shake the ground. It smells so good, I see it now. I got the eye of the coal mine. It is time staring through the sunshine. Cause I am a farmer and they wanna see me. Sure, morning and night. Cause I am a farmer and they wanna see me. Sure, oh, 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 oh. Sure, oh, 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 oh. Sure.
These are real farm dudes.
Now the cattle know that I'm their guy. Treat them right, keep them healthy and alive. I'm the hero, so I'm their hero.
The markets go down, the costs go up.
Hey!
The farming life can get so rough. I feed in the snow, I feed in the rain. The weather makes you go insane.
It can hold me down, but I'll get up.
Hey!
A true farmer will never give up. I love my job, and I know that
I got the eye of the bullseye.
Tell you, watch the whole thing. Listen to it, enjoy it, have some fun. Connected to the farm, the Peterson Farm Brothers doing a parody of Katy Perry's song Roar at DougStephan.com. Speaking of farm news, there's probably not much between now and maybe even Thanksgiving, as you say, Halloween, but certainly Thanksgiving. There isn't much going on in the world of agriculture that's not touched by a pumpkin. I was looking at the flyer from Trader Joe's last night. There were five pages of pumpkin, this pumpkin,
that. I can't wait. I
pumpkin,
know.
Pumpkin everything.
I am a pumpkin hag.
You are.
Oh, my gosh. It is my favorite time of the year. And I love going into Trader Joe's, and there's so many different pumpkin things. Oh, and they sell out, by the way.
Yes. Everything. Ice cream, pies, cakes.
Oh, my gosh. You name it. Things at Trader Joe's.
It's getting so bad now. People are, like, going through withdrawals with pumpkin stuff after the season is over.
Yeah, it's like
my pumpkin beer leaves. I'm so sad.
Pumpkin beer. Yeah.
You know what? I got past the church this weekend. They had pumpkin spiced sermons.
Bada, bada, boom. This is very clever, Richie.
In
the Midwest, there will be fewer pumpkins because the rain has dented the pumpkin crop out there to a point. But lots of it on the east and west coast, lots of pumpkins. Pumpkins, they call them. Pumpkins.
No, it's pumpkins.
28 after on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by WebBank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
There's a lot to love about the fall season. Unfortunately, it shares the calendar with something we don't love, cold and flu season. Walmart can help you be ready with low prices on everything you need, like Halls cough drops, Kleenex tissues, and Vicks vapor rubs. By taking simple steps like stocking up now, your family won't be caught off guard when the coughing starts in the middle of the night. So be ready to save the day for your family and celebrate what's great about fall. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Go. 33 after the hour, speaking of time. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn on the air. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny's monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. I'm looking at a picture of the SS United States. Who knows what this ship is? Anybody know the story of the SS United States?
I don't.
No.
Ever been? No. If you don't know the story, then you've probably never been on the SS United States. It was originally the SS France. And this ship, which for many, when it first was built right after World War II, sort of looked like the Titanic.
Oh, yeah, it sure does.
And if you look at it now, it's a rust bucket. It's been sitting in a one of those, what do you call it? It's not a dry dock, but it's in a dock off the main straightaway, if you will. I believe it's in Philadelphia, or it may
looks
be,
like it's, that's where it is. Yeah,
I think it's in Philadelphia. It's been sitting there for a long time. The scrappers want to cut it up. The only reason it hasn't been cut up is because scrap is so low. Right now, it was at $340 a ton. It's now down to less than $100 a ton. So it's not worth it to take something like this. And you see a lot of these ships around. But there's something about the magic. I was on this ship once, and it made me... I was on the Norway. We used to do a cruise. Roberta and I did a cruise on the Norway, I don't know, God, almost 20 years ago, I think. Around the
back
Caribbean.
When all the good stuff used to happen before we got here.
Yeah, before you got here.
Never cruised anything except for Sunset Boulevard with you, Dougie.
Well, maybe we should go back to doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's not my story, though. This preservationist group that formed, called the USS United States Conservancy, saved the ship from being scrapped. Its members are still working with a developer to take the ship and make it a big real estate development in New York City. That was her port. Can you imagine how wonderful that would be? How many of you ever been on the Queen Mary, which is in Long Beach?
Sure.
Oh, my God. What a wonderful experience that is. And to think they could do the same thing with a ship like this is nothing but magic. They don't have enough money. But they're looking for money. They ought to do a crowdfund or something. I don't know what they got to do. But when you look at pictures of this, Richie just went to look at the pictures. It's a disgrace. But we're all I'm thankful that it hasn't been chopped up yet. I'm looking at pictures of it now and then what it looked like when it was first built. Magnificent ship. And I think that there are so many great craftsmen around these days that can work and recreate this ship so that it looks and feels just like the magic it had when it was first on the open seas in the early 50s. Don't you think things like this are worthwhile? Really and truly. Tell me that you... I mean, it's not the most important thing in the world, but yet it is. There's something about tradition in America
that's
been swept away by whether it's the consciousness of computers or whether it's just people kind of lose the leadership we have now.
It's scrap metal.
Yeah, it is scrap metal. But what are you being
recycle
a wise guy?
Recycle it.
Oh, okay, Rich, there he is. Mr. Devil's Advocate, thank you very much.
Devil's Advocate?
Yeah, you are.
I need more soda cans.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Right. Okay.
How many soda cans could that thing make?
Yep, probably a lot of other things. Bumpers for cars or... whatever. Okay.
They can make more Toyota trucks for ISIS.
Yeah, for ISIS, yeah. Those puppies right over there. There's a curiosity. I had this question yesterday. I never asked it on the air. It's sort of one of those who cares things, like Jennifer goes nuts when I say to her, sometimes she does a story, who cares?
Who cares?
So that's kind of what I felt about this data transfer agreement. The EU, European Union, has had a deal with the big companies, Google and Apple and Facebook, for years. And whenever somebody does a web search or somebody goes on Facebook in Paris or London or Hamburg or wherever they go, the information, the data, transfers back to U.S. servers. And that's how it's been. So I figured, okay, who cares? It doesn't affect me any. I'm not European. So then the... Why are you laughing?
I'm not European.
No, I'm not. No, who cares about that? Why should we have a big thing? Excuse me. But what's happened, if you go to Snowden and his history, when he let everybody know that the government accessed this data at Facebook and Apple and Google, the people in Europe now have started thinking about this. And they decided these data transfers are not good because they leave citizens in Europe vulnerable to the NSA. They don't want the NSA snooping into their phone calls and their emails. So that's why they said, sorry. They didn't say sorry. They just said, this is over. You can't. We're not going to do this anymore. You want to do business in Europe with Europeans? Then you'll set it up so that we collect the data here and have it. We do not want it being a target of the NSA. And I thought to myself, you know, that's something we've said over here. I said it. I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't agree with them because they want the same thing that I want. I want the NSA the hell out of me and my business. What business does the NSA have of getting access to all of these sorts of things with Europeans? They have no access. They have no jurisdiction. Yet they're snooping around. How do you think they got Mrs. Merkel's what she's fixing for dinner story? And if, in fact, this had changed before they were snooping around Mrs. Merkel, then they wouldn't know what she was serving for dinner or whatever else they're listening to. I think this makes nothing but sense. Agree or disagree?
I'm on board.
Agree.
All right. Kenny's always the last to jump in on the bandwagon.
He thinks about his answers.
Yes, he does think. So you got to use his gut a little bit more. All right, anyway. So that's what
it works so well for you and I.
What, using our gut?
Yeah.
Being an emotional thinker.
Not
always
thinking about things
well.
Right, yeah.
Well, but I mean, I didn't think about it. Yesterday this time when I was talking about it, who cares? And then I started looking and thinking, and this is the privacy issue once again. Personal data needs to be handled with much more care. The big tech companies don't give a damn about you.
Well, yes, they do. They just want to. They want to use you. Is what they want to do. They totally care about you. They want access to everything about you.
Yeah, well,
because they can make money.
And by the way, that's what tipped them off. The Europeans start getting all these ads. And they're sort of for American products. So, but the ads apply to whatever it is that they've been searching for, whatever vehicle they're using to search, Google or Yahoo or whatever. So I'm glad they're fixing and addressing it. All right, we're going to have a happy birthday celebration here in a minute, are we not?
Oh, is it my birthday again?
No.
Oh.
But happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I thought your birthday was in December.
Well, that's right, it is.
And Jennifer's is February, right?
Yes, actually.
And Kenny's is August.
Yep.
Right? See, I got them all right.
Yours is next month.
Huh.
You're next, buddy.
I'm next.
So if it's none of us, whose is it?
It must be. Da-da-da-da. We'll reveal the secret of whose birthday it is in a moment here on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order a Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It's been called the most popular song in the world, but for years, many people have been afraid to sing it in public out of fear they'd be sued. Can you guess the song? It's the song that goes, Happy Birthday to You. And since 1988, when a music publishing company bought the copyright to the song, movie production companies, restaurants, and others wanting to sing the song in public have had to pay a large licensing fee or risk getting sued. However, a federal judge has now ruled that the music company that's been charging those fees doesn't hold a valid copyright to the song. Let's be fair, that doesn't mean someone else doesn't have the rights to the song, though. It was written by a couple of sisters in the late 1800s and was eventually published in some songbooks. The publisher of one of those books got a copyright to the song, but a judge now says that copyright doesn't apply to the version of the song we're all familiar with. While the legal battle continues, see how TV writers have changed the song over the years to avoid being sued by going to centerforamericatv.org.
October is National Immunity Month. A recent study shows exercise helps build up your immunity, but more than 80% of us don't get what we need. Fitness expert Tracy Anderson, creator of the Tracy Anderson Method, shares tips for staying healthy.
Because I'm a busy working mom, I'm constantly looking for ways to keep my energy up. Zicam Total Immune Plus Performance Support Orange Burst Melts is formulated with B vitamins to support energy by converting food into fuel. These melts are really tasty, so they feel less like a dietary supplement and more like a treat.
Another way to help support immunity beyond diet and exercise?
Many people don't realize this, but immunity function actually starts in the gut. Zicam Total Immune Plus Digestive Health Berry Crystals has probiotics with live active cultures that are so important for your digestive health. You can take these crystals right from the packet, or you can throw it in your water bottle, give it a little shake, and you're good to go.
To learn more about immune health, visit ZicamImmune.com and follow along with Tracy Anderson on social media as she dishes out tips all month long.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
All right, now 44 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who has the best medical newsletter that I have ever read. I like reading it every week. The Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, you can sign up for it at drhoffman.com. Today's a special day because it's Dr. Ron's birthday. I'm not going to be classless.
Do you know what else it is, Doug? It is Putin's birthday. We're actually born on exactly the same date.
Really?
10/7/1952. Both of us turned 62.
I'm not wishing him a birthday.
My son's birthday is April 21st, and Hitler's birthday is April 20th.
That was close. Let's keep moving on that one. All right, so there's new cause for concern for cardiac patients. Doctors have discovered a potential problem involving implanted heart valves. They don't always open and close properly, possibly because a blood clot has formed that could raise the risk of a stroke. I wonder, when you see patients who have problems, you're a general practitioner in a sense, right? Would you consider yourself a general?
Yeah.
So when people have a heart problem, whatever you discover with your patients that may be a problem, how do you decide where to send them for specialists? How does a doctor like you, who's a generalist, find the right people to send his patients to for the next step?
Well, part of the problem is that, the problem you illustrate is an example of people going to the best, most advanced high-tech institutions to get the most advanced therapies that have gone awry. Mm-hmm. So, in a sense, high-level specialty care can be fraught with peril. So here in New York, we're very fortunate, or perhaps not so fortunate. I'm very close to what's called Bedpan Alley, which is, 2nd Avenue, 1st Avenue here in New York. We have about 6 or 7 major university hospital centers. So, take your pick or ultimately take your chances.
So, direct people? Do you have a favorite place to send somebody if there's a cardiac problem or a pulmonary problem or a problem with bones and joints and that kind of stuff? Not really.
You're independent. I actually find that at a certain level, experts are sort of interchangeable parts. What I look for in a referral is a patient, is a doctor who's willing to work with me on a level where, I use natural therapies, I use vitamins, supplements, I use diet, and at least I don't want them to spurn that and poo-poo that and say, that's ridiculous, that's old-fashioned, that's quackery. At least I want an openness to that perspective. So most of these doctors, they're up to snuff on a hot...
They have to be, right? Is that me or you, Richie? What happened?
That's Dr. Ron, I believe. So.
Oh. All right. Well, that was sort of an unceremonious way to
have
a conversation with him.
Mercury's still in retrograde?
Yes, today's the last day of Mercury being in retrograde for the last time this year. So that's too bad because I was in the middle of, I had something that was pretty, I think all this stuff is important. I was really interested in talking about calcium and bones and stuff because he's big on that, and big in terms of supplementation. So anyway, wish him a happy birthday. And indeed, you can send him an email at drhoffman.com. Wish him a happy birthday, Ron Hoffman, on a good day. All right, Jen. Let's talk for a minute about the world of television. There's a Dateline special that's going to air. It's got to be fairly soon, right? On Bill Cosby with the accusers. All 27 of them are going to be on this show that'll air, I think, Friday.
Yeah, that's this week. The rumor. They're all getting together. This should be a tough one for Bill Cosby. His ears will definitely be burning, and this comes on the heels of possible charges that he's facing in Los Angeles over that woman that lawyered up with Gloria Allred, who had some charges against Bill Cosby that she woke up with him sucking on her toes.
Great.
At the Playboy Mansion. So interesting. If 27 women, if you've been following this story, will sit down with NBC on Friday at 9. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be tough. I think that's going to be tough to watch. Also going on today, ABC Family has been struggling to find an identity for itself. It says it's a family channel, but yet when you watch it, some of the content isn't always so family-oriented. Well, now they've decided to attract more young people by changing the name of their network to something called Freeform.
Yeah, who cares?
What is that? I mean,
I don't know. Let's talk about Jay Leno and his new show. He was on the Tonight Show.
Who cares?
I know. But do you care? Honestly, do you care?
Oh, I think it's interesting to watch. Now, I don't care.
Okay.
Watch how people market. Yeah, this is a good story today. Jay Leno is back on TV. He's doing Jay Leno's Garage, and he's got famous friends coming to his TV show. Looks like Francis fun. Ford Coppola, Lawrence Fishburne. It airs on CNBC.
Looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you like Jay Leno, you can check him out.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Walk away. No names, no phone numbers, nothing. What do you think's going to happen? Do you think good old fate is just going to deliver my information right to your doorstep?
What was that first part of that original?
The beginning of the song.
Was it? Sorry. This is Sean Colvin.
Colvin.
Why do you have to... How many people do you think know that it's Colvin versus Colvin?
I did, actually.
Well,
Ken, did
anybody
you
know? Has ever heard of Sean Colvin?
Yeah, we all knew. Right.
So Richie's happy to make me look like a dumbass. That's fine.
No, you did that yourself.
Yeah, I
did it myself.
What do you mean? I just pointed out.
thank you, Jennifer. With love.
I love you.
Dougie.
Anyway, why are you just putting your middle finger up at me?
When you know, this is Sean, whatever her last name is, from the movie Serendipity. Do we have some
caller, Sean.
Audio from that, Reggie?
How can something not happening be a sign? Maybe the absence of signs is a sign.
If they didn't want us to be together, then why do we meet tonight, huh? Gotcha.
Is that your favorite actor, Reggie?
It's my favorite actor. Yeah. I love him. Yeah. Even in sappy chick movies like this, he's still great. Like, Cusack is always Cusack. This is Cusack.
How can something not happening be a sign? Maybe the absence of signs is a sign.
He's the same guy in Say Anything.
Plays himself.
He plays himself. Yeah. It's great. It's always great.
That's what, now, you look at some of these people that are big actors. They're not acting anymore. They're just being them. Harrison Ford's a pretty good example of that. Jack Nicholson. A good example of that.
Right.
When you
De Niro.
I say, oh, absolutely, De Niro. Yeah. Yep. So those guys have been around for a long time and they do it well. Number one movie this week in the year 2001 was Serendipity. And so we applaud the actors and its success and bring you up to date on that as we bring you up to date using our knowledge when it comes to movies and videos and DVDs, because Chucker's not here today. So we all have that challenge. And so everyone will contribute in a matter of moments to this effort on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. All right, who's this?
Bill from Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. We go every year to Ocean City. We usually ride from there. That's a pretty good ride. Got to get that wind in your hair.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute. Where's your local Twisty Fix?
I like to ride through the mountains in West Virginia. I'd like to hit the mountains up there and go up through Pawpaw and a lot of good riding.
Why do you ride?
Man, it's just something in the blood and you gotta be riding. You gotta get that wind in your hair. See, in Maryland on them, you gotta have a helmet up here. You don't. I like this. Bike's running good. I'm happy. Every time I get on, I have a good time. I gotta make the best of everything you do, and that's what I do with my bike. I enjoy getting on it. I enjoy taking my ride. I like the long ride, though, because you get a lot more out of it. You gotta be riding. You gotta get that wind in your hair.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
All right, who goes first? Kenny, you want to go first? You're usually the most intelligent.
Pretty much. The pressure's on. Well, is it okay if it's sort of TV news?
I suppose it's an actor that does both television and movies.
Well, it's Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Because American Horror Story Hotel starts, and the real-life hotel, the main hotel in downtown L.A., is getting swamped by people already, and the show hasn't
where's
even...
Where's that hotel, Jen?
I don't know, actually.
I don't either. It doesn't ring a bell with me. Where does it say where it is? Okay, that doesn't ring a bell at all with me.
No, it used to be called the Cecil Hotel.
In downtown L.A.?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Didn't ring a bell.
Oh, well.
All right, Jennifer, is that your contribution or you got something else to add?
Oh, actually, I can give you some Twilight news.
Really?
Twilight, a big film franchise. Well, yeah. Stephanie Meyer has released a new book, and she swaps the genders of the protagonists. Bella becomes Beau, and Edward becomes Edith in the book released on the 10th anniversary of the Twilight series. So, it's 10th anniversary already, if you can believe.
All right, Richie, what's your contribution?
Everybody's saying that the Steve Jobs movie is a hit job on Steve Jobs.
Yeah, it looks interesting, though.
And that it's supposed to be great. And that Aaron Sorkin and Danny Boyle, for some reason, had it out for Steve Jobs.
Sorkin has it out
for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Have you seen Newsroom? Come on. If you're Fox News, a whammo.
And I had the opportunity to take my son on a field trip yesterday, sixth graders, and for a problem-solving field trip where they get different problems presented to them and they have to solve them. And we had just seen The Martian over the weekend where Matt Damon, this character has to solve all these, how to grow food on Mars and everything. And I kept saying to Sean, remember The Martian, remember The Martian, remember The Martian. When you try to apply yourself to these problem-solving things, it's not impossible.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah, it's a good lesson.
So he took away a lot from that.
That's a good thing. Teach our children. What is it? What was that song? Teach your children.
Teach your children well.
Sometimes movies can do that if they're well done. All right, 59 after. This is Good Day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.